Andrew Vincent Cleary,
yeah.
isn't it? And I suppose it was important was the Vincent, were you baptized Vincent, or was
yes, it? Yes, yes. And I often wonder for years where the Vincent came from.
Yeah.
And I got a calendar one time, and it showed that there were all feast days on the calendar. Every day was a feast day. And when I looked up 22nd of January, it was the feast of St. Vincent. So what? My mother, our father, must have known that it was the feast of St. Vincent. Of course, they called me Andrew after their eldest brother.
Yeah. No, you...
My uncle Andy.
Yes, I suppose your story is fantastic. You spent so many years in Jacob's, and your people before you, your father...
Yeah, my father and my mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about your grandfather. Do you remember...
No, I never really remember my grandfather. My grandmother, vaguely, she lived somewhere just off the green, Stephen's Green, somewhere around there, or somewhere near Jacob's, around that area, you know.
And tell me, what were your grandparents, say?
No, I never knew my grandparents. I never knew my grandfather. He was dead before I was born.
But what did they do? What did they do for a living, do you know? Or
I don't know now.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know that my grandmother was still alive when I was born, but she died then not long after I was born.
Yeah. Tell me, where were you born?
I was born in Phibsborough Avenue, in 15 Phibsborough Avenue. That's just near Dalymount there, you know, Phibsborough.
So being so close to Dalymount, you must have played a bit of soccer in your time, did you?
I played for Wolves.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I was in school. I was captain of the hurling team and the Gaelic football team.
Yeah. Were you?
Yeah. And when I grew up then, I played soccer for Glasnevin. Mm-hmm. And we were close to Glasnevin. And I used to play soccer on a Saturday, and Gaelic football and hurling on Sunday morning and afternoon. And I played for Colum Kills, because the lad I palled with, they lived up Manor Place, and they were very much involved in Gaelic football and hurling. Colum Kills, the club, and I used to play the soccer for Bowls on a Saturday, and then I'd be playing maybe a hurling match on Sunday morning and a Gaelic football match on Sunday afternoon.
What about the band? If you
well, the band, like, it was, there was a band there, but it was difficult to enforce, you know, and it really wasn't enforced that much. But there was supposed to be a band. You couldn't play soccer if you were a Gaelic player, or vice versa, you know, but... it was never really enforced that much.
No, your parents, or your grandparents, not your grandparents, but your uncles and aunts, they were all, you were telling me, they were involved in the Great War.
Yeah, 1914-18, where my mum's brother, her eldest brother, he was a sergeant in the army, and he was in the army before the war ever broke out. And he was killed in the Dardanelles, Turkey. And my uncle Andy, who was the next eldest of them, Andy, I was called after him, he was very badly injured in the war, and his hand was very bad, and it was kind of half paralysed. So he could never walk again. And he worked in Wines of Grafton Street as jewellers. That's where he worked. Now, my Uncle John, he was the youngest of my mother's family. He was gassed during the war. And he lived with us, and he was very bad. Now, his breathing was dreadful. And he used to bring me out for a walk now when I was very young. And if we walked 100 yards, he'd have to stop for to try and get his breath, and he'd be puffing away there till he kind of, his breath settled down, and then he'd go for another maybe 100, 200 yards.
Yeah.
But he was very bad from the gassing during the war.
Did your father get involved?
My father, when he joined, my father was a member of the St. John's Ambulance Brigade. And he actually won a first prize in an examination. And it was in Belfast. And it was the 32 counties. And he got number one. But he was very much involved in the St. John's. And when he joined up the army, like all the rest of the men, when the war broke out, I could never understand that. England was fighting Germany, and all the men here all went away and joined the British Army. But John was gassed, and he was very poorly, you know.
Yeah. And you had an aunt then who
Yeah, my Aunt Mary lived with us, because the fellow that she was engaged to, he was killed in the war.
Mm.
And I had an old aunt who lived in Dalkey. She would have been my grandmother on my mother's side. She would have been her sister. She was my godmother. She lived in Dalkey.
Yeah.
And she worked for a judge. She was very well up, worked for a judge. I remember her eyesight went very bad, and they had to bring her in to live with us, and they had they rented a room directly across the road from us, the house across the road, and it was only a narrow avenue, so it was only from here to the sink to cross the road.
Yeah.
And the big front room in that house, they got that for her, but she had to have all her meals with us. She lived with us virtually, but there wasn't room at that stage. Like, our family had extended, like, May was born, and then I was born, and then Sheila and Esther were born, my two sisters, and then John and Christy. Christy is away in America. John died. He died over in England. Something happened to him in an accident. And he was over the far side of England. He was killed over there. And actually, his son and daughter, or grandson and daughter, they were here about a week ago, weren't they?
Last weekend, yeah.
They came over. Now, I haven't seen any of them for 20 years.
My goodness.
And they rang and came over here, and they wanted to see us. And I must say, the girl looked lovely, lovely girl.
Yeah.
And the boy, he was a bit rougher than her. But we had them here for a weekend. Enjoy it.
What was your father's first name?
John.
John.
John Joseph.
Yeah. And so he went into Jacobs, did he?
He was in Jacobs, yeah. He joined Jacobs.
What year did he join?
I think when they all came back from the war in 1919, that's when he went into Jacobs.
What was he doing there?
He was working as a general worker. And he used to work where all the fruit was prepared for, you know, raisins or sultanas or anything like this, or any kind of fruit, where it was all prepared. Part of the mixing department, that's where he worked.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in the St. John's Ambulance. They were very much involved, Jacobs, in the St. John's Ambulance. And the man that was the boss overall in Jacobs, he was kind of the head man in the St. John's Ambulance as well. But my father did an exam one time up in Belfast, And he got first place.
You were saying, yes.
Yeah.
And so, but your father, he stayed on with the St. John's Ambulance?
Oh, yeah, he stayed on all his life. He was in the St. John's. And he did up to, he was 65 in Jacobs, and then he retired.
Yeah.
But his breathing was bad, too. See, a lot of the men who went away in the war like that, they came home and they were lucky to survive, but they all ended up, now my uncle John, my godfather, like he could hardly breathe because he was gassed. And my uncle Andy, who owned a hairdressing saloon and was a hairdresser, and he got some of his hand shot off and the rest of his hand was paralysed, so he couldn't work as a hairdresser with one hand.
And then tell me about...
He worked in Moynes at Grafton Street.
Yeah. Tell me about your aunt who was working in the German embassy.
German embassy, here. Yeah.
What was her name?
She was my Aunt Mary.
From what side now?
From my mother's side, my mother's sister.
And her family that, name was...
She was... Hoy. She was, again, like her... that she was engaged to, he was killed. So, like, she hadn't actually got married, but so that's how she lived with us all our life.
What did she tell you about the German embassy? Because she probably worked there during the emergency here.
I'm not sure now at what year she would have joined there. Herr von Dien. Mm. One of them, when Hitler took over, the German embassy was changed, and the man that was the foreign minister, he was taken out of it, and a Nazi was put in there. One was Herr Hempel, and he was the Nazi. And Herr von Dien was an aristocrat. He was he had been the German minister to Ireland.
Yeah.
But he lost his job when Hitler took over, and the other man came in. Tynan was the name of the family, John Tynan. He worked there. He was the caretaker in that house, up near Ball's Bridge. And he worked there, and he also was the like himself and his family, his children, lived in that house. But he was he used to do all the work for the German embassy.
Mm. And your aunt, I mean, did she didn't tell you?
She worked up till she was 65, I think, and. And then I don't know what age she would have been, but she was well over 70, I think, when she died. You know.